Hi everyone, welcome to our Quiz Story podcast, a place where you could learn about important characters of history and you didn't know before. Today we're going to talk about important people and events during the American War of Independence and the Spanish influence on it, especially in Charles III, a king of Spain, and Bernardo de Galvez, a general of the Spanish army. Let's go!
First of all, we're going to talk about the life of King Charles III. He was born on January 20, 1716, and he became the king of Spain very young. After the death of his two older brothers, he had a lot of territories along Italy and Spain, and participated and led a lot of wars to conquer more land.
One important fact, during his reign, he had to manage the Seven Years' War. For one side you had Prussia, the British Empire, and Portugal, and on the other side you had the Spanish Empire, Russia, the Austrian Empire, France, and Sweden. The allies of France lost, and Spain lost Menorca and Florida, two important territories we'll talk about later. But France was forced to give up Louisiana to the Spanish.
Hi, sir. Now that we have been defeated by the British, we have to maintain our power. We can lose more territories.
Charles, my king, yes, I see your point. But we don't have problems. We have a very powerful army, but now we have to help our allies.
What do you mean? Who needs our help?
The 13 colonies want to be independent. They are going to start a war against the British, and they need our help. We are working on an alliance with France, and other countries are going there too.
Okay, but we have just lost a war. Do you want to lose more and be weaker?
No, the British don't have many soldiers there, and we have a very brilliant plan to attack them. I have been talking to different leaders. You can relay me.
Perfect. Prepare my ship. We will have a long trip to America.
Yes, sir. I will take all my documents and strategies.
Now we are going to talk a little bit about Bernardo's life, the general that helped Charles III. Bernardo de Galvez was born on July 23, 1746, and he studied military science in Avila. That's why he became a great general. Later, due to his military campaign success, he became governor of Louisiana and viceroy of New Spain.
Luis de Unitarra y Amezaga was the governor of Louisiana, delegating small tasks to Bernardo de Galvez. As a fun fact, Bernardo married the sister of Luis's wife. And that's why when Luis de Unitarra and Amezaga traveled to Venezuela to become captain general of Venezuela, he transferred the control of ex-French territory to Bernardo de Galvez. This decision influenced in the war thanks to his military strategies.
Sir Bernardo, what's up? I need to be prepared to see the French leaders. We are going to fight against the British, and a lot of countries think of us as a possible solution to the conflict.
I have finished our final strategy. It's true we were defeated by the British, but now we are ready. They are less in number, and also we have more resources, ships, horses, and a lot of soldiers ready to fight against the people that killed their mates. They are ready.
Excellent. It is there what I wanted to hear. Now, we not only have to win this war and help our allies, but also we have to recover from the last battles, where we lost some of the greatest soldiers and generals ever.
I'm with you. We have to defend our country and honor the dead.
Let's go. It is going to start.
The war started in 1775 with the immediate war support of Spain and France to the 13 colonies, sending uniforms, medicines, money, guns. They wanted the British Empire to be weaker and have less political, territorial, and economic power.
After the declaration of independence from the 13 colonies on July 4, 1776, the Anglo-Spanish War started in 1779. Bernardo de Galvez won and recovered Menorca, Florida, and the coast of Honduras, Treaty of Paris, 1783, and led the Spanish powerful army against the invaders. Meanwhile, Charles III continued with his reign until his death in 1788, leaving behind a stronger country.
Well, have you enjoyed this lesson? We hope so. And now you will discover some of the most mysterious aspects about these three important characters. Did you know that the real Charles' father was not Philip V, but his mother Isabel de Farnese and the Cardinal Alberoni had more than a friendship? Did you know that Charles III had 13 children, but only 7 became adults? And did you know, although Bernardo was born in Machalavilla in Malaga, He couldn't be there so much because he had to go on his farewell at the age of 16.